Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means we will be performing physical culture radio during the first hour with my co-host Brooks Kubik in just a moment. And today's discussion will be which exercises are best for healthy aging and longevity. And ironically, this discussion links into our second interview. Insulin resistance, glucose uptake in the brain of adults at risk of Alzheimer's disease with Dr. Barbara Bendlin. The first hour, we're going to be talking about the implications of exercise on the brain as well, because that's all part of healthy aging and longevity. Two things I got to mention. First of all, if you haven't tried the single best, only patented, buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, Crealkaline, you can get a free sample right now by going to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline. And make sure you include your mailing address. We've had some people email us and go, hey, I never got my samples. Hey, you never gave us your address. Number two, we're playing a game here on Superhuman Radio called Guess the Secret Word. During a commercial break, one in the first hour, one in the second hour, you will hear a secret word. You take that secret word and you email it to onair at superhumanradio.com, or, as some of you have done, send it to us using the messaging feature of the Superhuman Radio Network app, and you are automatically entered. A new prize will be given away every week. This particular week ends Tuesday of next week. We're giving away $200 in free Quest Nutrition products. You can choose from protein bars, protein potato chips, and protein powder. So listen hard during the commercials. Don't ignore the commercials, because there's prizes to be had for one of you lucky people this week.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Isn't that a cool idea, Brooks, the secret word contest?
I love it. Love it. I often do contests, you know, guess the title, for example, when I have a new book coming out, things like that. They're just tremendous fun, and I love them. And what it reminds me of is the old Captain Marvel decoder ring. It used to be so much fun. Actually, that was a radio thing. It used to be so much fun. You know, listening to radio, reading comic books, you know, cutting things out, sending them in, and, you know, you would be entered in a drawing or a sweepstakes, or, you know, you'd get a little bonus prize or something. But it brings out the kid in all of us, and it's, you know, I say that in all sincerity and meaning it in the very best possible way. It's fun.
Yeah, and you know what? So people, for a long time, there's been a small number of people out there who've complained about the commercials. Oh, you know, you've got these commercials, and they don't understand how radio works, I guess, that you got to pay bills. So I figured, okay, we're going to make the commercial segments actually something people look forward to. Mm-hmm. So one of the commercial segments during the first hour and one of the segments during the second hour, in between two commercial spots, there's going to be a little 10-second thing where it gives you this secret word for this week. So if you're listening intently to the commercials, you'll hear it. You'll email that into us, and every week we're going to give away exciting prizes. So it rewards people who listen to the commercials. That's the idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great idea, and, you know, again, in the history of radio, think how much fun commercials have been. I mean, you know, if you think of old radio shows, or, you know, if you're like, old radio shows, what are you talking about? You know, well, you know, get on the internet and, you know, do some Googling, old radio shows, ads, commercials, and there are some wonderful classic things that are just tons of fun. And I commend you if it was your idea, and if it was someone else's idea, I commend him or her.
No, it was my idea. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But I got this idea from when I was at Clear Channel. They used to do things like this, so I just did it here. Anyway, today's discussion, before we start talking about today's discussion, you have something exciting going on, something new. There's a new book release, isn't there?
Yeah, we now have 13 e-books out on Kindle. And the latest one, this is a little bit confusing. In December of 2014, we launched the Dinosaur Files Quarterly Strength Training Journal. It was hard copy only. And then we came out with the second quarterly issue in March, again, hard copy only, because we were just starting to do e-books at that point in time. Weren't sure if people would like them or not. And then we came out with issue number 3, and by that point in time, we realized that, yeah, people like e-books a lot. So we did an e-book version of issue number 1 from December, and we did an e-book version of issue number 3 that came out in June. But because of the timing and the way things worked, we only now just got a chance to go back and do an ebook version of the Dinosaur Files Quarterly issue number 2 that originally came out hard copy in March. So we just put that up on Kindle. And if you look for Brooks Cubic on Kindle, you'll find it. I'll put a link up on our Facebook page so people can find it easily. It's also, we have links to all of my ebooks at my website, brookscubic.com. So it's easy to just link from there and, bounce right over there. But I'd like everybody who's listening to make sure they follow the link and take a look at the cover photo for this issue, because it shows a real piece of, I'm going to say Iron Game history, but it's not iron. Have you seen it, Carl?
No, I have not.
Well, are you familiar?
I'm going there right now, actually, as you were talking about that.
Are you familiar with the Inverse Stone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Inverse Stone is one of those wonderful traditional Scottish natural lifting stones.
Right.
It's a big, huge boulder, weighs around 270 pounds or so. And, there are many of them around Scotland, but this is probably the most famous. And one of our longtime readers came up with the idea of training to become a stone lifter, and he did that. And then he went on a lifting tour of Scotland and lifted 11 different traditional strength stones and had his photo taken. And the photo on the cover is this very large, strong, powerful man dwarfed by the Inverse Stone as he lifts it up in a bear hug. And when you actually see how big it is, I mean, it's like all you see is the stone. You cannot even see his torso.
Where would I find this if I click which link? I'm looking at the training courses. I'm looking at the Kindle books. Where would I find this?
It's the Dinosaur Files Quarterly, issue number 2.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's a big, big stone.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
So, anyhow, he's got a complete story about, it's a long article in this issue about, he goes to Scotland and goes, and he has a guide who knows where all the old lifting stones are, and he takes him, down into little glens and up mountains and, down the road, and you turn left at the forked tree, and then you go, down the cow path, and, you cross two brooks, and there you are, and there's this stone that's been there for hundreds of years. It's a strength stone, and people test their strength against it, and so you can just roll up your sleeves and go out and give it a try.
Patrick Rogers, who is part of the American Strongman Corporation and is a strongman himself and a Highland Games performer and listens to the show, he and his wife Corrine Rogers are great supporters of Superhuman Radio. He has a picture on his Facebook page that he posted yesterday. Of a guy, it looks like Chad Clark, lifting the Date Stone, D-A-T-E stone. Have you ever heard of that one?
D-A-T-E, no.
But another one. I mean, these stones are, these stones don't look as heavy as they are because we're used to seeing objects of that size having interestingly heavy masses, but stones are so much heavier than even steel in many cases. The density of some of these stones is just amazing.
Yeah, and Peter goes into that in his article. Peter Jensen, who wrote the article and appears on the cover of the Dinosaur Files Quarterly issue too. And each stone is different, and they have different shapes, and you know, obviously because they're natural stones, and different balance, and depending what you know what kind of stone it is, it has a different density and different weight, and some of them are covered with moss, and you know some are wet, and you know some are you know sharp, and you know cut your forearms up as you try to lift them. They're, you know, very very unique challenges, and so it's a really cool thing, but this is the real deal from someone who has, you know, put his strength and muscle against the original traditional lifting stones and lived to tell about it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. The exercises that promote longevity and healthy aging, is it lifting stones? Is that the secret?
Well, you know, yeah, you know something, it probably would be. It probably would be. That would be a good thing to do. And, I mean, if you were able to travel up and down Scotland, you know, getting out in the country in the fresh air and lifting heavy stones and things, you'd probably be in remarkable health for your entire life. But those are stone lifting, lifting traditional stones, was not what I had in mind when I wrote the blog post.
So talk about it. So what exercises tend to promote healthy aging and longevity?
What I call ground-based exercises, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also known as stand on your feet and lift heavy stuff training.
Right.
And if you're able to do them, that would include power cleans, power snatches, split cleans, split snatches, squat cleans, squat snatches, clean grip high pulls, snatch grip high pulls, deadlifts of all varieties. You know, there are many different kinds of deadlifts. Squats, front squats, standing presses with barbells or dumbbells or kettlebells, if you like kettlebells. Push presses, clean and jerk. Again, barbells, dumbbells, or kettlebells, whatever you like. The point is
bent over barbell rows, right?
Yeah, bent over barbell rowing. Basically, the old tried and true simple compound exercises. And you know, the thing that I was trying to get to in this discussion, and it's been going on a couple of days at the Dinosaur Training Blog. The thing that's really important for people to understand is that these exercises, number one, they're the best strength and muscle and power builders. And so, you know, if you're young and your focus is on putting on 50 pounds of muscle, increasing your strength, becoming a lifting champion, being a champion in, you know, whatever athletic event is your chosen event, if those are the kinds of things that you're interested in, these are the kind of exercises that deliver. But there's another bonus. These exercises also do more than anything else to tie together, to link the mind and the muscle. And the link between the mind and the muscle, of course, is the neurological system. And what we are finding now is that stand on your feet exercises, because they stimulate the body and the neuromuscular system, actually strengthen the neuromuscular system, which means they promote brain health as you age.
And I want to take a break, but I understand many of the scientific pathways, scientifically proven pathways that this happens. I want to get into this when we come back from the break, before we move forward with the actual exercises and talking more about them.
Okay.
I want to talk about why this phenomenon occurs when you actually stand on your feet while you're doing heavy lifting, whether it's overhead, whether it's bent over row, whether it's squatting. It's an amazing phenomenon that is very easy to understand. And it's also why these types of lifts tend to become increasingly harder and harder as we get older. And we'll talk about that too. So let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair at superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So, when we were going into the break, Brooks was explaining that when you do ground-based exercises, where you're standing on the ground and you are supporting your own body weight as well as the weight that you're lifting, that these are the exercises that improve brain function. So let's talk about that for a second. I've used this analogy before, and it's worthy of using it again. When I talk about strength and conditioning, I use two terms a lot of times that harken back to my early years of learning about electricity, and that is voltage and amperage. You know, you could have 5,000 volts and not really hurt anybody with it until you put some amperage behind it. And so having strength is like having the voltage, but having strength that enables you to stand on your feet and lift things overhead or lift things off the ground, it takes a lot of amperage because you have to enlist all the muscles in the body. You have to have inroads, nerves have to have inroads to all muscles, and you must have the brain power. It starts at the brain. Think of the brain as the battery, sending out the voltage to all of these muscles. And you know, I mean, Brooks, think about it, right? If you're a job superintendent, you got five guys to manage. Easy. You got 5,000 guys to manage? Holy mackerel. Right?
Yep.
So it's all about communication at that point in time. The brain has to communicate to all these different systems at the same time to get ready to do this together. We got to work together. And that's why these are the hardest movements to do, because it takes real brain amperage to activate all these muscle systems simultaneously. The good news is the more you work at it, the more you develop this brain amperage and the more you develop the inroads of new nerve branches into muscle to activate more muscle fiber. This has been shown in numerous studies about exercise and how it affects the nervous system, weightlifting and how it affects the nervous system. As you age, there's a phenomenon called demyelination that occurs unless you're optimized, hormonally optimized. This is why, as you age, your gait gets slower, your typing speed gets slower, you start slowing down, because the myelin on the nerves is like the dielectric shield on a wire, and very, very low levels of impulse can get through when it's highly shielded, so nothing is escaping and nothing from outside the world is getting in to make noise. As the insulation disappears, more of the power that should be staying in the wire can get out and jump across to something that's next to it, and more of what's going on around it can influence it and stop it from communicating. This demyelination process leads to shrinking of the brain and also atrophy of muscles, because the nerves just don't communicate with the fibers any longer. How do you reverse it? This type of work. By forcing your body gently, nudging your body gently, coaxing your body gently to do the type of work that enlists the entire body to be involved. Deadlifts, squat, overhead presses for those of you whose shoulders still can do that. Bent over rowing. But standing up and doing this enlists all muscles in the body to work together, and this will have an amazing impact on your brain. Okay, Brooks, comment, please.
I think I need to say that I agree 100%. That was a really good, very clear, plain English explanation of exactly the phenomenon that we're talking about. And it was interesting to me, the way I got onto this, I did a post about, you know, it's working off of the thing that you see in discussion forums all the time of, if you could only do one exercise, what would you do? You know, people just bounce that around constantly. And I said, well, if John Grimmick were alive today, John Grimmick would say the clean and press. And we know that would be his answer because he wrote an article about it back in the 50s where he said, by itself, the clean and press is a complete exercise. He's not saying to do, or is a complete workout, and he's not saying to do nothing but the clean and press, but he's saying if you could only do one exercise, if you were pressed for time someday, just do clean and press, and that, you know, hits everything, and, you know, you're fine. So I got a whole lot of questions about that, and one question that I got from a younger reader was whether the clean and press was a functional movement. And that made me stop and think, and I thought, functional, particularly for an older trainee, what could be more functional than something that not only works your body, but works your brain? So I said that. And then that got me just buried in questions from people who were saying, I don't understand. How can an exercise, something you're doing with your muscles, improve your brain function? Aren't they two totally different things? You know, so then that's what I addressed in today's blog and yesterday's blog, and that's what you just addressed very succinctly, and again, as I said, in plain English, that's what you just covered. That's how it all works. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about functional exercise, and, you know, a lot of people argue about what functional exercise means and, you know, whether you have to use one piece of equipment or another piece of equipment to be, quote, functional. But my thought is this. There's nothing more functional than allowing a person to live a strong, healthy, independent life for their entire life. And the way to do that, both from a physical perspective and a brain power and neurological power perspective, is stand on your feet strength training.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can accomplish so much. And, boy, I'll tell you, I just wish more people knew about this. Even today, a lot of people don't know about it, and that's a shame.
Well, when you look at the way gyms are set up, I mean, you take places like Planet Fatness. You know, they have a lot of machines. They really don't want people doing groundwork. They discourage grunting. They discourage anything that is anything that could be construed as a display of human strength, because it may intimidate and make all the other people feel uncomfortable, which is this, it's this idiocy. I mean, imagine if schools were like that. Imagine if your child was a genius, a savant, going to school, and they say, look, you got to get your kid out of here because he's way too smart, and he's making all the other kids who just happen to be a bit dumber than him feel uncomfortable. Imagine if we lowered standards so that the cream of the crop didn't rise to the top, but instead they got ejected from the system because they made all the ne'er-do-wells feel uncomfortable. That's what Planet Fatness does. And guess what? If you go into Planet Fatness and you do power cleans, hang cleans, snatches, deadlifts, squats, and you remotely show any sign of exertion or make a peep of a grunt, they run you out because you're making all the other patrons feel uncomfortable. Little do they know that those are the exercises that are going to save their patrons' lives. But they don't care. They don't care because they want to tell people, hey, it's okay if you're mediocre, you really don't try hard. It's okay if you have those 60 pounds for the rest of your life. We love you here. Don't come for the exercises. Come for the donuts. All right, look, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of this discussion with Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Thank you, Robert Plant. So I went into my little soapbox about Planet Fatness for a moment there. Let's get back on track here.
Well, you know, part of the discussion is this. A lot of people are maybe saying to themselves, I don't know how to do these exercises. I've never done them before. I've worked out, but, you know, I've done machines or I've, done more of a bodybuilding thing, or I've concentrated more on benching and, you know, other stuff, and I've kind of neglected my legs and my back and so on, which is, you know, very common. People may be thinking, you know, can I learn to do these? Can I do them safely? Are they dangerous? You know, have I reached the point where, you know, all I can do really are simpler things? And, you know, my personal opinion on that is you can make enormous improvement at any age.
Yeah.
And you can make enormous improvement in the basic exercises, but you have to approach it smart. You have to start light. You have to understand that this is going to be a progressive process. It's not a situation where you run out, you put a whole lot of weight on a barbell, you try to lift it over your head because Brooks and Carl told you to do so.
Yeah.
I mean,
you drop it on your neck.
Yeah, we have not said go out and lift super heavy, superhuman barbells. What we have said is the best exercises are the basic exercises with what used to be called free weights when we were kids, barbells or dumbbells, kettlebells, if you like kettlebells. Stand on your feet training as opposed to doing things where you're sitting down or lying down.
There you go. That alone is easy. Like if you walk into the gym and you normally sit down on a machine where you sit and do a pressing movement, mm-hmm. Don't do that. Go grab some dumbbells and lay on a bench. Grab two 10-pound dumbbells, lay on a bench, and do press. Well, that's still laying on a bench. I take it back.
Grab two dumbbells and stand on your feet and press the
dumbbells.
Yes,
and press them overhead. If you want to do a pressing movement, I'll tell you what's really good. I've really fallen in love with the jammer press and these landmine 180s where you put the you got to take a bar that you don't care about unless you have one of those bar collars that it fits into. But you're standing on your feet. And you're pushing overhead or up in front of you, at least. But the idea is that your movements should, at least 70% of your movements should be done where you're standing on the floor.
Yeah. And, you know, what you are doing anytime you are standing, you are engaging the postural muscles of the entire body.
Right.
And you are working on your balance in your coordination. Okay, now imagine that you're doing the same thing, but you're holding weight either on your shoulders or in your hands. That now takes everything to a higher level. And again, you don't have to use superhuman enormous weights. Particularly if you're an older trainee, use weights that you can handle, that you can manage. Use weights that you can lift in perfect form. And one of the interesting things about perfect form is performing a free weight exercise standing on your feet in perfect form with smooth lifting up and down, no matter what the exercise is. That requires everything that we're talking about. That requires a very strong mind muscle link. You have to be thinking about what you're doing. You have to be focused on what you're doing. And you have to be exercising enough control over your body and the weight to have that smooth, free-flowing movement. That's a lot more important than, you know, packing on enormous amounts of weight and then heaving it up or, you know, inching it up, grinding it up bit by bit, which is not at all what I'm talking about. There's a difference, Carl, and, you know, it's hard to convey with the word. I wish, you know, sometimes I wish we had, you know, a TV show with video or something so you could actually show the movement, but it's an easy difference to see,
well,
and it's the difference to feel.
But you know what it is? You don't need a TV show to explain what you're looking for here because it's really something internal. When you're lifting a weight overhead or you're bent over and you're rowing a weight or you're doing stiff leg deadlifts or you're squatting, there's an amount of focus that's required to do these exercises because you must take your resources, your brain, and make them focused on this. You can't be bothered looking at the guy next to you or wondering if the guy on the other side of the room is going to be finished with that machine yet. You hear about power lifters who lift superhuman amounts of weight talk about that they didn't remember the lift. They got so focused on the lift that all they remember is the judge saying, you know, press or squat or whatever it was, and they did their thing. And then when they were done, they had to go back and look at the video because they were so narrowly focused. Everything comes in to the inside the body. Everything is looking at the body systems, the body's listening to the heart rate, feeling the muscles, because you're listening to everything that proprioception is feeding back to the brain about what's going on mechanically. Plus you're activating, plus you're trying to think through the movement. This takes a great deal of focus. You don't have to load a lot of weight on the bar to activate that level of focus when you're doing ground-based work. And so the reality is that if you put a small amount of weight on a bar and you execute a movement that is overhead or a snatch or a bent over row, squat, whatever it is, a deadlift, even if it's not a lot of weight, you are still going to require a lot of focus. You'll see this. In fact, people who are in poor conditioning should be warned not to try to go too heavy, because you'll also find out that the blood needed to be pumped to every single muscle instead of a small group of muscles. If you're laying on a bench and you're doing hammer bench presses, you know, it's your shoulders, your chest, maybe your lats a little bit, but you know, the heart's pretty easy. This is easy. I just have to feed these few muscle groups. But when you're doing stuff and you're standing, the heart's got to feed everything from the heels up. So you'll actually notice that when you start doing these ground-based movements, if you have not done them before, you're going to feel your heart pounding a lot more than you'd be. Wow, man, I can't believe how exhausted I am from that. Yeah. And let that be the driver. Don't try to drive yourself into the ground just because you can do this many bench presses and you can't, you want it, you think, well, that should translate to this much overhead work. No. When the body is demanded upon in this way, where it must contain itself, control itself, lift its own weight while it's lifting this weight here and keep everything together, the demand on the brain, the demand on the heart is so much greater, and you'll feel it. These are the kind of workouts. We talked about EPOC yesterday, Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Excessive post-exercise oxygen consumption. And cardio doesn't do it. You know, just stay getting on the treadmill and going for 40 minutes, that doesn't do it. Intensity does it, and weightlifting intensity does it to the greatest degree. People who did strenuous weightlifting sessions, their EPOC was higher for 24 hours. They were burning more calories. That's because the body was busy fixing stuff. It was like, holy mackerel, we need to upgrade the heart. We need to upgrade the nervous system. We need to upgrade the muscles that are doing the lifting. We need to upgrade the muscles that are supporting this doing the lifting. We need to upgrade the whole flipping body. So, I mean, this is magic. Everything I did today was ground-based. I trained legs. We got to take a break. Let's talk about this when we come back. We'll talk about my training session. Let's talk about your last training session, too. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik and myself. We're talking about the exercises that improve health and longevity because they improve every system of the body, but most importantly, the brain. We're going to be talking about the brain during the second hour also when we look at people at high risks of Alzheimer's disease and their insulin-resistant brains and glucose uptake. That's going to be an interesting discussion as well. Okay, so before we get back to this subject, Brooks, I have to tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So we have a listener named Carla Dixon, and she's playing the Secret Word competition, and she apparently heard the Secret Word during one of the commercial breaks. For those of you who are just tuning in, we'll announce this at the top of the next hour again. She not only sent me the Secret Word, but she sent me the definition. So she gets extra points for that. So there you go. Carla, thank you very much. All right, so my entire session was ground base today, but it was legs. But I guess I could have done seated leg presses like some people. But I did squat. I did stiff leg deadlifts. By the way, I went up to 265 for a double today. I mean 365 for a double today in the stiff leg deadlift. So I'm on my way to 400 pounds in a stiff leg deadlift. Once I get to the 400 pound stiff leg deadlift, then I'll start doing a traditional deadlift again. And I went to the It's not a hack squat machine, but it's like a hack squat machine. It's more of a cantilever instead of a slider.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 10 sets of 10 with a moderate to lightweight just to get a good pump in my legs. So those I'm standing on my feet on all of those, but it's leg day. So, I mean, do you think that most people train on their feet for legs?
I think most people spend way too much time doing seated leg extensions, lying leg curls, leg presses, and they even have, or they used to have, and it's been so long since I was in a commercial gym, they used to have a lie on your side in the fetal position leg curl machine of some sort.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe they don't have. Yeah, maybe they don't have those anymore. But that's weird. That's supposedly so you can't cheat, I suppose.
I'll tell you one that I've never liked, crazy. And that's the lie on your back leg press machine. You lay on your back, and it's got the pads that push down against your shoulders, and you press. I've always thought that was just a weird movement.
The old vertical leg press.
Yeah.
Horizontal.
Where you lay on your back. You're laying on your back, and there's two yokes that press against your shoulders to keep you from shooting out of the machine.
Oh, I gotcha.
Pressing a plate that is, at 9 o'clock, if this was a clock face, you're pressing it out this way. I've always thought I've tried those, and it's just an odd feeling movement. But that, again, is not on your feet.
It's not on your feet. And it's just, you know, it's amazing to me that people would think you could train your legs without standing up. I mean, just think about it for a second. That really doesn't make a lot of sense. That reminds me, by the way, very interesting. Arthur Jones, the man who developed the Nautilus machines, wrote an article once, long time ago. I read this when I was, perhaps even before I was in high school. He talked about how doing what was then a very common exercise combination for athletes, football players, throwers, shot put, discus, doing the leg press for the legs and hips, and doing the incline press for the upper body. And a lot of coaches liked that because this was back when coaches had reservations about barbell training, and they thought the leg press was safer on the knees than the squat. And so they liked doing the leg press, and they thought the incline press was safer for the lower back than doing standing presses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
uh-huh.
They thought this was a safe combination. And what Jones pointed out was, actually, if you strengthen your legs and hips with leg presses, and you strengthen your upper body with incline presses, but you're not training your lower back, when you try to exert maximum force in athletic competition, you're going to hurt your back.
Right.
Because you've created a weak link in the chain. You know. Now, interestingly, Jones then went on to sell Nautilus leg extension machines, Nautilus leg curl machines, you know, and all kinds of machines that basically accomplished exactly what he had said don't do. But it was interesting that he did say that. And it's something I wish I'd really focused on more and put more thought into when I was younger. But, you know, you get smarter as you get older.
Well, and as you get older, you lose balance.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, one of the things you lose in the fight for mobility is balance. And guess what? Standing on your feet and doing squats and deadlifts and overhead presses, that's going to improve balance.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why these exercises are so important. And why stand on your feet training is so important, and why it's a challenge. You know, if you haven't been doing this, and you know you roll into the gym at age 60 or 65 or whatever, and you try doing these, you may find that they're very difficult. In fact, there was a man who was the he won the silver medal in the World Weightlifting Championships heavyweight division. His name was Jim Bradford from the United States. Won the silver medal in the 50s. Okay, stopped training, then he got back into training, but he was doing Nautilus machines and things like that for a long time. And later in life, I think this was in his 50s, maybe his 60s. He tried to get back into weightlifting with a barbell, and the thing that amazed him was how difficult the balance was. And
yeah.
and even though he had been training, he'd been using machines, and even though he'd been a runner-up, number two in the world, okay, second strongest Olympic weightlifter in the world, he gets back into it after a long stint on machines, and he finds that the balance was the real problem. He was strong, but it was hard to balance and be coordinated and move in a fluid, athletic fashion. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people, is that the really important thing as you grow older is to do exercises that you can perform in a fluid, athletic manner, be they squats, deadlifts, power cleans, whatever. Those exercises are the ones that are going to allow you to move in a functional and independent manner. And those are the ones that are going to keep you moving, walking, which means you're going to be controlling your life for a long, long time.
And you know what? I want to make sure that everybody understands this, because the fact that we got this nice email from Carla Dixon,
mm-hmm.
there's women out there who don't get this. They don't. They think this is, well, this is for the guys. He's talking about this.
No.
Women. So women outlive men an average of 7 to 10 years. However, women generally spend the last 10 to 12 years of their lives in an institution. And the reason for that is they get up out of a chair and they fall.
Yep.
They do it again. They do it again, and then the kids go, "Mom, you know, we just don't think it's a good idea that you live by yourself. We got to move you into Shady
mm-hmm.
Acres now,"
yep.
right?
Yep.
So women need to understand this, that they need to pay attention to this to a greater degree, because strength comes a little more natural to us guys, granted, okay? But it doesn't come as natural to women. And women need to pay more attention to the training on your feet thing, because that's going to keep you engaged in life longer.
Well, and not only that, but women are just as strong on a pound-for-pound basis or stronger than men in the lower body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in part because of the differences anatomically in the pelvic girdle.
Right.
They need to enhance that by doing the kind of training that we're talking about, which, of course, is what's going to keep you standing and walking and keep your hips strong and keep you from having that, you know, slip and fall and broken hip thing that happens to so many folks.
Right. You know what? We've come to the end of the interview. Do you have to plug anything else, your book or anything like that? I know we talked about it at the beginning of the show. Do you want to mention it again real quick?
Well, we have a new issue of the Dinosaur Files Quarterly that's out as a Kindle e-book, and when we do next week's show, we'll have an announcement of something else. But can I give a quick shout-out to someone?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, well, funny thing, I was going through some old papers the other day, and I got a letter that I received long ago from one of our dinos in Sweden, Ragnar, the Swedish dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he'd been training, getting great results. He was handling 264 for 5 reps in the squat and was working for more. And during the show today, I got an email from Ragnar. And the Swedish dinosaur just hit 418 pounds in the squat.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So, you know, just a little bit of improvement, and guess what? He's doing one of the top ground-based exercises that you can do, the squat, and he's about 50% stronger on it than he used to be.
Do you know how old he is? He's a friend. He's my friend as well. I remember the name.
I'm guessing that he is in his mid-30s right now.
Okay, I just went to his page. I just wanted to see.
Okay.
Oh, he's got a birthday coming up, September 1st.
Well, there you go.
This is an early birthday present. All right,
early birthday present, yeah. Big shout-out to the Swedish dinosaur.
Go to brookscubic.com to learn more about Brooks' writing, his e-books, also amazon.com. You can search from there. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Take care.
Talk to you next week. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the brain again. But this time we're going to talk about glucose uptake in the brain of individuals who have a high risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Very, very important discussion. And you'll find out more when we get back. Stay tuned.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Rescue when I pull up, I still roll deep. Long start, give it a beat and let me prove. London City forever, you're like a still creep. Ain't no stopping you ever, you best move. Live on the cat, I won't ever
put. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Alzheimer's disease, dementia, is really, really gaining ground today in our population. When you can have a movie like Still Alice win all sorts of awards, that means that there are a large number of people in the population suffering from Alzheimer's at a very young age, and or someone who is affected by that person developing Alzheimer's disease. My mom died with dementia. It's not what killed her, but she had it. She didn't remember me at the end. It's a very, very sad disease. It's really, really more sad for the people who survive, because the people who develop it, they don't even know anymore that they have the disease or who they are. So these are some quick facts, and then we're going to talk about the brain in the Alzheimer's disease, high risk individuals with a high risk of Alzheimer's disease, which is a very, very important discussion here with Dr. Barbara Bendlin. I'm sorry, I couldn't pronounce your last name there for a second, Barbara. How are you?
Very good, Carl.
Okay, so these are quick facts right from the Alzheimer's ALZ.org website, and there's one of them the reason I'm doing this is because I really disagree with one of them. Almost two-thirds of people with Alzheimer's disease are women. One in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. This is the one I disagree with. It's the only cause of death in the top 10 in America that cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed. That is not true. And I'm not saying that about your research today, but we've had people on here with about the ketogenic diet and how it completely reverses Alzheimer's. I interviewed that scientist from UCLA. He took 26 people, completely reversed the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in as little as 8 months by a variety of different things. It wasn't a drug. It wasn't a drug cure. But that's the one I disagree with. So that leads us to our discussion today. And that is this recently published study on insulin resistance, glucose uptake in the brain of adults at risk of Alzheimer's disease. What specifically were you trying to answer? What questions were you trying to answer with this research, first of all?
So we have been looking at effects of insulin resistance for several years now in my lab. And it's actually been known for several years that midlife cardiovascular risk factors are associated with increased risk for dementia. And, you know, actually, just because you mentioned the Alzheimer's Association, I should point out that they are fairly open to kind of entertaining different ideas about Alzheimer's disease and what could be the causes, and in fact have funded some of my research on metabolic syndrome. So I think that they actually are a fairly good organization. But I agree with you that we need to consider, are there modifiable risk factors for Alzheimer's disease, and are there factors that could decrease our risk?
Now, you're specifically with the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, which they are an independent of this ALZ.org, right?
Right. So okay. The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center is actually an NIH, a National Institutes of Health funded center. And so there are several of these centers around the country. And I think the nice thing about Alzheimer's research is that for the most part, people are fairly open to, you know, discussing why do people get Alzheimer's disease, you know, because it is still honestly, somewhat of a mystery. And we do know that there are risk factors that can increase risk. We know that there's factors that can be changed. But we also know that it's a pretty complex situation with a lot of different things that could be involved. Some of them lifestyle, perhaps many of them lifestyle. But some of them will be genetic or things that potentially are less modifiable.
Okay. So this particular study... describe the design of the study.
Sure. So we here in Wisconsin, we're following a group of individuals who actually have increased risk for the disease because they have parents with Alzheimer's disease. So this is a large registry of participants. They've been committed to research for several years. They've been followed, many of them, for over 10 years. So we have a really good sort of picture of what their lifestyle is. Many of these participants undergo brain imaging in our studies, and they undergo blood draws, so we can look at things like fasting insulin or fasting glucose levels, other cardiovascular risk factors. Many of them also undergo what's called a lumbar puncture, so mm-hmm. we can look at their cerebral spinal fluid. So mm-hmm. these are really well-characterized participants. And what we did with this study was to test whether insulin resistance, which as you know is a feature of diabetes, if that was associated with brain changes. And so we can talk a little bit about the study that was recently published,
yes,
looking at glucose uptake in the brain, but we also have conducted several studies in these participants if you want to learn more about our findings there.
Yeah, please. So let's start out with this study, and then we can segue into that or just bring it in where it belongs. How's that sound?
Sure, sure. So for this study, participants came in. They've been well evaluated in terms of, you know, how is their memory function. For the most part, they were late middle-aged, so there was the group age on average was about 60. Middle age we usually consider somewhere between 45 to 65. And these participants, in addition to memory testing and a blood draw, so we could look at their markers of insulin resistance, also underwent a scan called positron emission tomography.
Mm-hmm.
And in this type of scan, the participant is injected with a small amount of tracer. In this case, it was, you know, to be frank, it's radioactive sugar.
Yeah, right.
So it's something that's going to be taken up in the brain. It's a very small amount of radioactivity. It's a trace.
They use the same thing when they're using the Warburg phenomenon to trace tumors in people's bodies that they
exactly,
can't find.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So certain things are taken up by tumors.
Yeah.
And sugar or glucose is the primary fuel for the brain. So it's the thing that your brain uses first, and I know you mentioned ketogenic diet. The brain can also use ketones, but
right,
the primary fuel is glucose. So what happens in this type of design is the participant lies very still, and we wait for the, it's a analog of sugar. It's called fluorodeoxyglucose. We wait for the brain cells to take that up, and then the machine essentially, you know, takes snapshots of that glucose being taken up into the brain. And our question was very basic. It was, you know, if people have greater insulin resistance, does their brain show the same uptake of glucose as someone who's not insulin resistant?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we found was that in people who had higher insulin resistance, the brain was taking up less glucose on this type of scan.
Now,
it's important to remember that these people, just to fill you in, they're mostly what we would call pre-diabetic. We didn't actually have a lot of participants in our study who were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
They had fasting blood sugar levels basically below 120 milligrams a liter of that's,
for the most part.
Yeah.
And you know, insulin resistance is related to blood glucose. We calculate a measure that's based on actually fasting glucose and fasting insulin.
Yes.
And so, you know, the thing is they're pretty related to each other. So people who have high insulin resistance usually have high fasting glucose. But it's not a, you know, it's not a perfect measurement because, as you know, our bodies produce insulin, and when people become diabetic, the production of insulin goes down. So we might be capturing people in different stages of insulin production, for example.
Okay, now, there was a study we talked about, I think it was last year, that discovery that the brain produces its own insulin on demand when it needs to. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Probably the work from Suzanne DeLamonte.
Yes, yes.
Possible. She's
yes,
been
yes.
really kind of a groundbreaker, innovative scientist in this area, and from her work has inspired a lot of the work that we're doing and other people are doing around the country, and sort of thinking about new treatments for Alzheimer's disease, for example.
Intranasal insulin is now
exactly.
becoming used. Yeah, so and,
exactly.
and we've actually covered that as well.
Right. So Suzanne Kraft, who's at Wake Forest University.
Yes.
is doing intranasal insulin trials. So you've had several interesting guests on
yes.
the show to discuss this.
So the question then becomes, we know a lot about the blood-brain barrier. We know that the brain seems to have its own environment that it lives in. Do we know for sure that the insulin that we see incident in the body is actually indicative of what's going on in the brain, or is the brain produce its own insulin on demand based on what it thinks is going on in the body? I mean,
that's a great question, Carl. And in fact, you know, it's a question that scientists are still working on. We know that the insulin that's produced by the pancreas crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Okay.
And, you know, if you think this is kind of just a... It is just a way to interpret it. There's probably not necessarily, you know, the scientific study that can that could support this. But if you think about it, if you are an animal and you're, you know, looking for food, you find the food, you eat the food, you need to remember where the food came from, insulin plays a really strong role in memory formation. So it would make sense, you know, you eat food, the insulin is produced by the pancreas to deal with the energy. Insulin crosses the blood-brain barrier, and then it does a lot of things in the brain, like help the brain cells form connections.
Bookmark.
That represent the memory. Exactly.
It bookmarks the food. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I mean, that's kind of just, you know, one way to look at it. But from Suzanne de Lamonti's work, she's also shown that maybe the brain produces its own insulin. But it's a very important question because what's going on in the periphery of the body may or may not represent what's going on in the brain.
Yeah, because I have this suspicion, right, that because the brain is so important, it's developed its own environment. I have this suspicion that there are kind of like thermostatic devices that go, oh, the body's doing this, we better do that too. And so it's not actually just the influence of the insulin coming across the blood-brain barrier, but the brain kind of filling in on its own to maybe maintain some sort of comparative ratio to what's going on in the body. We have to take a break. Let's
sure.
Just I've got questions when we come back about whether it's the lack of glucose that leads to Alzheimer's disease, or maybe is there metabolic waste building up as a result of cells having to do their job with little energy. We're talking right now with Dr. Barbara Bendlin. We're talking about how insulin resistance, glucose uptake in the brain of adults may put them at greater risk of Alzheimer's disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole Adderall's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Barbara Bendland. We're talking about insulin resistance of the brain, really, glucose uptake, and the risk of Alzheimer's disease. You know, I sincerely believe, and I know, thank God, I don't have any letters after my name that some governing organization come and threaten to take them away. But I really believe that all the things that link together that seem to be individually involved in the development of Alzheimer's disease are very, very closely tied to metabolic disorders in general. And we know that that's diet and lack of activity right there. So let's talk about this. So do you think that the lack of glucose uptake by the cells is intrinsically involved in the symptoms
in
that
the
we
process?
See? Yeah. Well, no, the symptoms that we see. Or do you think that forcing these cells to work without energy causes a buildup of metabolic waste? We hear a lot about plaque, beta amyloid plaque, and we know about the super. We know that from a show that I did a while ago that when you have bouts of severe hypoglycemia, the endoplasmic reticulum starts to malfunction and misfold proteins, and these become kind of aggregate like plaster. They have no function, so they just kind of stick to things.
Right. And, you know, from Suzanne de la Monte's work as well, she's shown that, you know, if you make the brain insulin resistant, that you can observe these features of Alzheimer's disease, like plaques and tangles, which you already mentioned, but also memory deficits and loss of brain cells. So I would say from our results, it's actually not entirely, you know, clear why we're seeing these changes to sugar uptake. Some people would probably say that, you know, if the brain has problems with insulin signaling, that the cells are in turn dying, and then maybe that's one reason why, you know, they're not taking up sugar, because they're malfunctioning due to abnormal insulin levels in the brain. Or we could, you know, take the stance that, in fact, the lack of energy for the cell in the first place is causing the malfunction. And so that's why we're kind of doing studies like this, because our participants that we're looking at don't yet have Alzheimer's disease. We think we can sort of map out what's happening over time if we start studying these things at an earlier stage. But, you know, just also, if you don't mind me commenting, Carl, you know,
please.
You said you're glad that you don't have, you know, governing bodies that will take away your credentials. you know, I feel like the field, and so I work in at a university, and I'm funded by the National Institutes of Health, and you know, I actually feel that they're fairly open to going after kind of new theories of Alzheimer's disease and really trying to figure it out. And in fact, the field is quite collaborative. So even though some of these topics, some people think they're a little bit fringy, overall, I think the field is quite open to sort of learning what especially modifiable factors could be identified. So the NIH, for example, is funding work on exercise and on diet. So there's, you know, there are trials on these types of, you know, alternative type type things that we can look at instead of, say, drugs for everything.
No, no, right? And I completely agree with you. I guess what happens, my frustration is, I do this internet radio show because 10 years ago I was on with Clear Channel. And I couldn't talk about some of the things I wanted to talk about because I kept having a program director tell me, look, you know, you can't say that on the air. You can't say that on the air. And the thing that frustrates me is like, do you know, Dr. Dale, Bredesen? Are you familiar with him from UCLA? He's the doctor that took, 26 patients and reversed Alzheimer's disease symptoms in them. And in fact, one guy was retiring because he couldn't run his company any longer. And a year later, he was opening two more offices and becoming more involved. So what I mean by that is, I don't hear about these stories on the Today Show. I don't hear about them on
the national media.
Yeah, I don't.
And I think you're right. And I think, you know, one thing is that people do want kind of the hard proof. And so even for funding agencies, I mean, this is the reason they fund, you know, studies like mine and Suzanne DeLamonte's, et cetera, is because they do sort of need this hard science to make, you know, policy decisions and to for doctors to be able to make decisions with their patients and so forth. So, you know, those larger trials are needed, and it's harder to go with smaller samples. But I agree, you know, it's the small samples that raise the really interesting questions, and then we need to follow those up with larger studies so that we can, you know, break into the more, you know, the high impact journals and affect policy, for example.
I have a feeling that it really, I feel that, here's my own opinion, and again, this is just an opinion. So while the plaque and all that sort of stuff occurs, I think that's extrinsically involved. I think intrinsically it does come down to purely energy supply. And that's why when we see some research where they give people who have the onset of dementia ketone drugs, that they become lucid and clear-minded, and for as long as the ketones are circulating, because as you point out, the body's hybrid. It can run on glucose or ketones. When you shift, so the glucose can't get into the cell anymore, but the ketones slip right in, and you supply them with energy, and it's like, even though the plaque is there, they wake up.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fascinating, you know, those are fascinating observations that the cells could still work on ketones. Now, one problem is that Alzheimer's disease appears to be progressive. Mm-hmm. So once, unlike normal aging, we don't really lose very many brain cells. It used to be believed that we lost a lot of brain cells in normal aging, but for the most part, we don't lose a lot of cells in the brain as we age. In contrast, in Alzheimer's disease, there is this process that keeps going where you're losing the cells. So my question would be, you know, you're losing the cells, they don't have energy from glucose. Can ketone energy sustain them, or would you still continue?
Probably
to
not. I think I see ketones as a bridge. We have to take a break. I want to stay with this. This is fascinating to me. So let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll come right back. We'll pick it up right where we're leaving off right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Barbara Bendland. We're talking about glucose uptake, insulin resistance, and Alzheimer's disease. And obviously, there is a link here. So when we were going into the break, Dr. Bendland, I was saying I think ketones are a great bridge, a great rescue, to help this person. But the things that need to change, in my humble opinion, when we look at the brain, we know that demyelination of the brain can be reversed through rigorous, intense exercise. We know that BDNF and other growth factors related to remyelinating the nervous system and the brain are increased. We also know that there's hormones, specifically sex steroids like estradiol and testosterone, that play a role in this process as well. Mm-hmm. And we also know that wild rises and drop in blood sugar cause the type of problems that we see precipitating as insulin resistance. And so with all that taken together, when what you said earlier at the beginning of the show was we looked at people who had a family history of Alzheimer's disease. And most people would, when they hear that, they think genetics. You don't just get your genetics from your family. You get the way you eat. You get your work ethic and your activity ethic, and you get all that blueprint that you live your life with. It would be an exciting thing. You can't do this, obviously. You can do it with rats. You can't do it with people. But it'd be an exciting thing to take young babies from the homes of families that have dementia and put them into homes with families that don't develop dementia and see what the epigenetic outcome of that is.
You know, and Carl, like, I absolutely agree with you that parental family history encompasses more than genetics, and I actually think it's important that you pointed that out for your listeners. So, you know, being hip to kind of what's going on in the field, you know that, for example, microbiome can play a role. Actually, you know, the physical structure of your face, which I guess could be argued as a genetic feature, can play a role in sleep apnea, mm-hmm. which we also know is potentially a risk factor for cognitive changes with aging. And like you mentioned, all of those, lifestyle factors that you get from your parents. One way that people have started to look at, you know, dissociate genetics from environment is to study twins, for example.
Right.
So, you know, of course, that doesn't take into account necessarily epigenetics, but it takes into account genotypes. So you take twins who have the same genotype, and then you see if factors like smoking or BMI or sun exposure, these things that might differ between the two, you know, how does that affect the process of aging? And indeed, you know, there are these factors clearly that are affecting the process of aging. So genetics certainly plays a role, but lifestyle does as well. And I don't think we should completely rule out genetic influences. So we even know from our research that, you know, insulin resistance has been associated with changes in cerebral blood flow. We've looked at amyloid deposition.
Yes.
But we have looked at a marker for Alzheimer's disease called tau. So that's the protein that comes out of cells. Actually, it's the skeleton, makes up the skeleton of brain cells, and when brain cells die, this tau protein comes out, and we can measure it in cerebral spinal fluid. And what we found was that insulin resistance had effects on tau, but only in people with a certain genotype. So, in that case, it seems important to look at both factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think tau is also implicated in Parkinson's disease as well,
right.
in the death of dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra as well. I think I read something about that a while
Absolutely.
Back too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And obviously, there's probably some similarities between Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. It's just different areas of the brain that it's occurring in, right?
That's true. There are similarities, and again, research-wise, there's more studies that are trying to look across multiple diseases. So, are there common links? between things like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, or Alzheimer's disease and diabetes, which, of course, is an area that I'm interested in and that you also know a lot about, Carl.
So when you looked at these individuals and you saw that the brain cell uptake of glucose was impaired in the individuals who had the greatest memory issues and the highest prognosis of developing Alzheimer's disease, did you derive something actionable from this? Did you say, you know, if we could just improve insulin sensitivity of the brain, that this would go away?
You know, that's an excellent question. And, you know, the reason why we study people who are at midlife is because, yes, this would be the time frame when these types of factors could be changed. So, and like you, we're interested in lifestyle factors. So I have a colleague, Dr. Oziyama Okonkwo, who works here at the Alzheimer's Center, and he's looking at exercise, which, by the way, is associated with good brain outcome measures.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's looked at a lot of the same things we've looked at in terms of amyloid and glucose uptake and those types of things. And exercise, as you can imagine, has opposite effects of insulin resistance.
Right.
So exercise is good. So he has started some exercise trials with middle-aged participants. Again, this might seem, you know, obvious to your listeners, like, of course, if they have insulin resistance, put them in an exercise trial, but there's not a lot of, you know, hard evidence, which is what, you know, scientists want to see.
Right.
That said, exercise is low risk and, you know, doesn't, for the most part, have side effects, so, and we know it's good. So there's really no reason to not engage in exercise.
Well, and it has pleiotropic benefits. It's the benefits, while you may be looking at it from the standpoint of Alzheimer's disease, bone mineral uptake improves in women when they exercise. I mean, you know, the whole body
Absolutely.
Insulin resistance drops. So we're talking about organ systems being preserved longer, the lack of visceral fat or the diminishment of visceral fat. I mean, it's just, and that's why I you know, part of my frustration is this, my show, is built on several different tenets of longevity and not just anti-aging, but also living long and having a healthy trajectory as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we talk a lot about exercise, but the kind of exercise we talk about on this show, like the first hour, we talk about the importance of doing ground-based multi-joint movements for your brain. Because when you do things like overhead presses, and we don't want people to go out and hurt themselves. They have to have a coach or a personal trainer to work with. But when you do the kind of things where you're standing while lifting heavy weights, there's a much different demand on the brain than when you're sitting and using a machine that causes the brain to upregulate for the task. There's a supercompensation. And this science has shown that you can actually keep your brain from shrinking by doing those kinds of exercises.
Well, and you know, Carl, just for everybody in general, so I talk to a lot of older adults, you know, and we have to keep in mind that as people age, you know, not everybody is in excellent physical condition, so you need to have prescriptions for every type of person. And I would argue that walking, you know, is beneficial to the brain.
Yes.
And there have been scientific studies showing that in people who walk a certain amount of blocks per week, that their hippocampus, which is a part of the brain important for memory, is larger. So, you know, there might be exercises that have more of an effect on the brain. But even for people who are mostly sedentary, they could start by just developing a walking routine.
Yes, I
and
agree.
And that will be beneficial for the brain.
No, I completely agree. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you two questions. What did you find most interesting or surprising about this research, and what you hope both lay people and clinicians take away from it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active and need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I hope you were listening during the commercials for the Secret Word Contest. During each hour, one commercial break has a little 10-second snippet seeded into it that gives you a secret word. You get that word, you email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. You're registered for the week. This week we're giving away $200 worth of Quest Nutrition products. You can choose from bars, protein chips, or protein powder. So it pays to listen to the commercials. on Superhuman Radio, we give you free stuff. We're talking with Dr. Barbara Bendlin from the University of Wisconsin. We're talking about insulin resistance and its of the brain and glucose uptake, and it's linked to the development of Alzheimer's disease. So was there anything that really surprised you about this research that you went, I wasn't expecting that?
I would say, you know, just sort of coming into this research from a background of looking at a lot of different factors involved in aging, that what I found somewhat, you know, surprising or convincing is that insulin resistance across all of the things we've studied in the brain seems to have an effect. And that's not true. When you set out to do an experiment, not all of the things that you look at are going to have an effect on your outcome measure.
Right.
So we found that insulin resistance was associated with blood flow and glucose uptake and amyloid deposition. And so that to me, you know, does suggest that there's something here. There's a signal that we need to look at more closely.
What do you hope, let's deal with clinicians first and then lay people. What do you hope clinicians take away from this research?
Well, I think, you know, clinicians are already aware that insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes are conditions that we want to avoid. You know, what this does is maybe provide some more information about not just what it does to the periphery of the body, but also what it can do to the brain and what other, you know, changes could happen with aging if people have these midlife risk factors. And then as far as lay people are concerned, you know, I'd like to just put in a cautionary note as well, which is that not everyone with diabetes is going to get Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
And I think that's important to keep in mind, and that we know, even though these are risk factors, they might be involved with brain changes, that not everyone with diabetes should fear Alzheimer's disease, because it's just not the case that everyone with diabetes will get Alzheimer's. But for people who have, say, pre-diabetes, or they have elevated glucose levels, you know, if you have that window of opportunity to change it, to change your lifestyle, to hopefully, you know, deal with the genetic cards that you've been dealt, but then modify your lifestyle to decrease your risk, then I would say go for it.
I think everybody, I have friends and family members that have had type 2 diabetes for a very long time, and they treat it with drugs, and then eventually the drugs stop working. They start treating it with insulin, and it's like smoking cigarettes to me. It's like, you know, come on, give me a break. You know you're going to get a disease from it. Whether you lie to yourself and say, oh, I'm not the one. Other people will get something from it, but I'll be able to smoke and nothing will happen to me. The same thing is with diabetes. Nothing good can come of it. Even if you are not someone who is predisposed, you know, genetic predisposition, I look at it like this. I'm 6 feet tall. You're 5 foot tall. We approach a door that's 5 foot tall. I'm going to hit my head. So what do I do? Do I say, oh, you know, I try to avoid 5 foot high doors. That's it. And you have to understand the endpoints of your lifestyle choices. And
it's
no one can benefit from having type 2 diabetes. No one.
It's true. But, you know, you also know that probably that behavior is difficult to change. And in fact, for the individual person, it can be very difficult to change habits. And at the same time, I feel like, you know, if we build cities with, you know, more walking paths,
uh-huh,
as opposed to just roads, like,
yes,
that will have an impact on a large amount of the population. So there's a bit of both, you know, there's some,
yeah,
of your own responsibility, but then there's also things in our environment that, you know, maybe probably aren't good for the general.
Well,
look at
how industry has gone. You know, at least my father and his father, they were laborers, you know. And today we sit at a desk for hours and hours on end, and then we sit in a car or sit on the PATH train to get home,
yep,
and then we sit, you know, in front of the news, the TV to watch the news, then we lay down in bed, and we're spending 60% of our days, you know, not moving at all.
Absolutely.
This is part of the equation too, and we have
to
recognize it and change it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the way it goes. But these are my frustrations that I live with every day, Barbara. So I'm trying to change the world, but no one will listen.
You have some listeners, I'm sure you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no, I got a lot. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I applaud the work that you're doing because it in my opinion, it shines a light on the fact that, hey, this may not be something that we have no control over whatsoever, you know?
I agree, Carl, and it was a pleasure to be on the show.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Another fantastic interview here at Superhuman Radio. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for the first hour. Go to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Tomorrow is Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hope you paid attention to the commercials today and you learned the secret word and you take a moment to email it to onair@superhumanradio.com because you'll be entered to win $200 worth of free Quest nutrition products. You can choose from bars, chips, or protein powder. We'll give you a chance to select whatever you want. Each week we will be giving away something different. Some weeks it'll be really, really great stuff. Some weeks it could just be a couple new books or something like that, but it'll always be something. It'll always be something that will reward you just for listening to the commercials. That's what I'm trying to do here because I know that a lot of people don't want to be bothered listening to the commercials, but the commercials are what make this show possible. And so we have to keep supporting the sponsors. Anyway, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.